I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Oh, but y'all, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour. I believe we're on episodes in 76.
76.
76. Thank you for joining us here on the Odyssey app, and thank you for downloading and subscribing to our daily podcast.
Yeah.
As we appreciate that. Also now on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Yep.
You can check us out there, subscribe there, too, smash the like button, and watch us live if you care to take a look at our ugly faces. A couple programming notes. Black Raven, once again, has released the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter for your tasting and drinking pleasure. Orange peel, vanilla,
rum, chocolate,
grandmother's chocolate rum balls.
Yeah, what do they say? Famous ball, legendary balls.
Legendary.
Legendary
holiday,
balls.
Holiday seasonings balls. And all that. It is a delicious porter.
Why don't we just call it Men's Room Ball? Holiday balls. You wouldn't try
I wonder
that.
Why.
The Men's Room Holiday Yummy. Balls.
Why wouldn't we call it that?
Good stuff. Obviously, only available for the holidays on draft only. We'll keep you updated on all the locations, hopefully close to you. Okay, do you guys want to hear about last week's NFL picks or not?
Don't we?
I think I got one right.
I don't think I do.
I do. I want to know how I did.
We'll start with the Thursday night game. I was the lone Vegas picker. Denver wins 10-7 in a barn burner.
Oh, yeah.
The Geno Smith show. Next game was Atlanta and Indy. We all took the Colts. They won 31-25.
All right.
There's a sweep. Next game, Buffalo-Miami. Another sweep in the opposite direction as Miami won that 30-13.
Dear God.
It was the Ravens over the Minnesota Vikings, 27-19. Mike, you picked the Vikings on that.
I did, son of a bitch.
Idiot.
Yep.
You just said the purple team, so we went Vikings.
Jets over the Brownies, 27-20. Myself and Mike took the Jets, so we got a win there.
Nice.
We all took Jacksonville over Houston. Houston wins 36-29.
That was fucking, I mean, my God.
Dude. We all took Tampa Bay. New England wins, 28-23.
Son of a bitch. Yep. I got to quit doubting them, man.
But...
We all took Carolina, but New Orleans wins 17-7.
Holy God.
Who the hell's even playing quarterback for them still?
The Saints?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I truly have no freaking idea who the quarterback is.
Chicago 24, Giants 20. Ted and Steve got the Bears right. We all got the Seahawks right. 44-22 over Arizona.
Made $20 getting that right.
We all got the Lions over the Commanders 44-22. As far as the Rams in San Francisco, Mike, you were the lone 49er pick as the Rams won 42-26.
Glad I stood behind you, POS.
You guys all took the Chargers, AB Pittsburgh 25-10. I did not. I took the Steelers. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
I might have to give up on that one.
Dude, I saw a stat today that Aaron Rodgers basically has the same numbers as Roethlisberger in like a Super Bowl year for them.
No kidding.
Yeah, so when you look at Pittsburgh, it is the defense.
It absolutely is.
And the Monday nighter, it was the Eagles over Tampa Bay, 10-7, another barn burner, bookending the weekend there. Philly won 10-7. Ted and Mike.
Green Bay.
I'm sorry, Green Bay. Jesus. Philly over Green Bay. Ted and Mike, you both took the Eagles.
I took Green Bay?
What the fuck is
you
wrong?
You took Green Bay.
I think it was in Green Bay?
It was in Green Bay. Yeah.
Overall totals for the week, I was a blistering 7-7. Steve, 9-5. Ted, 10-4.
All right.
Mike Hawk, 8-6.
Okay.
Not bad.
Sucked again.
Not bad. Okay. Oh, we taped this thing on Thursday, so we got a Thursday nighter tonight. It is the Jets in New England to take on the Patriots.
I want to see the Patriots. I'm going to pick the Patriots, so just assume the fucking Jets are going to win.
Yeah, right.
There's no reason the Patriots should lose this game. That's why the Jets might win. But so I'm going to stick with the Patriots.
You're sticking with the Patriots.
So that's Alan Eck calling that one, and he is a Patriots fan, especially when they're rolling as good as they are. So he likes New England. It's going to be the Patriots.
Okay, I'm taking the Jets.
All right.
Go Justin Fields.
Normally I'd make fun of you, but the way this season's been.
They won last week.
I don't know.
They put up a ridiculous amount of points the last 2 weeks.
I think you know where I'm going. Give me the fucking Pats.
Fucking Pats and ass.
Is it cussing if you say it wrong?
I don't know.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Like, man.
We got a 6:30 game. It's Santiago Bernabeu. Do we know where that is?
Madrid.
Madrid. Right.
In Madrid. All right, it's Washington in Miami to take on the Dolphins.
Sean Smith over there calling that one, and he does love himself some Washington, so give me the Commanders here.
Commanders. I'm taking Miami.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to take Miami.
I don't know why the Commanders suck.
They do.
But I think they win this one.
Right, exactly. Okay. Miami sucks, but they beat the shit out of Buffalo.
Carolina in Atlanta.
Fuck.
I mean, Carolina...
Clay Martin on that one. He loves the Carolinas. Give me the Panthers.
Taking the Panthers. Carolina put up 7 points last week.
Yes, they did.
So they'll put up 150.
And what did the Falcons do?
I'm going to take Atlanta.
I'm going to take Atlanta on this one.
I'm taking Atlanta.
Okay.
Every time I take Atlanta, they lose. So screw Atlanta. They're going to win this week.
Chicago in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Brad Rogers calling that one for Da Bears.
Da Bears. I'm going to join you.
Who's that, the Bears and who?
Bears and Vikings.
Oh, you know what? I got the Vikings.
Okay.
You know me.
McCarthy guy.
I'm a Jefferson stan. I like that guy.
Vikings.
Yeah.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Joe Flacco going into Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. The way that the Steelers are playing lately, I'm going to go Flacco.
I'm going to take the Steelers, not because for any reason other than their defense.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Steelers just because of Bill Vinovich.
I'm just taking the Steelers. I think they're going to win.
Green Bay in New York to take on the Giants.
Green Bay.
I'm taking the Giants.
Yeah, Scott Novak's calling that one. He likes the Packers.
I'm taking Green Bay as well.
You sound very certain.
Mm-hmm. And the Giants just fired their coach.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like that Giants offense was cooking with Scataboo, and it's just not.
Jameis Winston at the helm.
Oh,
right.
Shit.
Because what's his name's out, too?
You know what? Dark. He comes in, he does what he does. Eats fucking crab legs and beats the fucking Packers.
And overthrows the hell out of his receivers because he's blind.
Four touchdowns, four interceptions. That's
It will be a fun game.
Oh, absolutely, man. Houston in Tennessee to take on the Titans. I'm taking the Texans.
Yeah. Sean Hockley, he calls a fair game, so it'll be the Texans.
Hey, make it a clean sweep. I'll take Houston.
All right. So we're good news for the Titans.
We're still in the 10 o'clock game.
If all four of us take Houston, Titans win this one easy.
Here's my upset special. Chargers in Jacksonville. I'm taking the Jags.
I'm going to say there is no fucking way, which I've said many times. I've been completely wrong, but I'm going to take the Chargers.
Yeah, it's Craig Rolstad giving that one the call, so I'll give you the L.A. Chargers.
I'll take Bolt up.
All right.
Bolt up.
Last of the 10 o'clock games, Tampa Bay in Buffalo.
Buffalo, I think, comes out with a vengeance.
This is my one upset of the week.
Taking Tampa?
I'll take a Tampa.
I'm going to take the Bills.
I hope Tampa wins. I love Baker Mayfield. He's just such a fucking prick all the time.
Nah, it's getting cold outside. Give me the Bills.
Sure. I will say, Baker Mayfield comes off, and I think he's a dick on the field. But everything you read, he seems awesome
like
off the field.
Like a funny dude.
A guy I know, right? I'm not going to say his name. It's awesome. His name is Towers Mingledorf. Towers Mingledorf. God, he married a girl I know from grade school. But he works.
Towers. I feel like you're just making shit up.
I'm not. It's one of the best names. So he works for this big law firm.
I'm sure he loved Charlotte.
Right. Anyhow, he gets on field passes.
All right.
They're playing Tampa Bay, and his son's like, I want to wear my Baker jersey. And he's like, look, these people pay our bills. But go ahead. And this kid meets Baker and says, you know, you're my favorite quarterback. I think you're the best in the league. And he said, Baker looked at us and goes, well, I'm glad you think that, but I don't think I am.
Seattle in L.A. to take on the Rams. I'm sticking with the Seahawks.
Ooh, that's going to be.
This is going to be a hard one.
Because Stafford's been on fire, but Seattle's D is fucking ridiculous right now.
Yeah, that's right. Seattle's got that D. They got that big O. Give me the Seahawks, baby.
Seahawks.
Man.
A lot of people still doubt him, but his grandfather is goddamn Dick Hammer, the original Marlboro man. Sam Darnold comes out and proves a point this week, boys.
This is the one to prove the point.
It's a big game. This is the most excited regular season game I've been for in a while.
This is a huge game. And
huge.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Hawks.
There you go.
Clean sweep. That worked last week. 49ers in Arizona to take on the Cardinals.
I like how we're doing the opposite of what we did last week. It's still, these last 2 weeks have been all NFC West in fighting. I think the Niners continue to beat down on the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think 49ers win.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks broke the Cardinals.
I'm taking Arizona.
Upset special, Miles Montgomery.
And Ted, you're going 49ers, right?
I'm going Niners.
Baltimore and Cleveland to take on the Brownies.
Come on, Baltimore. Win the fucking game.
I'm taking the fucking Ravens.
All these 1 o'clock games are going to be division games. And, yeah, give me the Ravens on that.
Shit.
That's a 1 o'clock game?
1:25.
Yeah.
Because people are dying to see it. Okay.
Yeah, look out.
Well, you're not going to see it in this market.
No, I know. I'm just saying that is not what you...
I'm with you. Give me Baltimore.
Okay.
Baltimore's like that goddamn little wounded dog right now. And I feel like nobody's really stepped on its neck. And it's going to come back and bite somebody.
I hope you're right.
Kansas City and Denver, is anyone taking the Broncos?
You know what? That's Adrian Hill calling that one, and he calls a fair game, and the Broncos are rolling right now. So, yeah, I'm going to take the upset special. Give me the Broncos.
Wow. I think the Broncos are the
Denver
worst.
Denver Broncos put up 10 points last week.
I think they're the worst 8-2 team.
Yeah. Right? Correct.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think they're the worst 8-2
team. I will
team.
Regret it this time next week. I know.
Okay, Detroit and Philly. That is the Sunday night game.
I'm going to take Detroit.
I am 2.
I am 3.
Give me Philly.
Philly.
Go Birds.
And the Monday Nighter. Jesus Christ, what NFL fan could ask for anything more than Dallas in Vegas to take on the Raiders?
Jesus Christ.
Primetime was not called well this year.
I'm
we got
the Cowboys.
Pete Carroll give them all the primetime games.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and take the Cowboys.
Yeah, give me Dallas.
I know.
Wait, hold on. Let me think about it.
Okay. I'm taking Dallas, but you know when they scheduled this game.
Oh,
they were like, Dallas should be rolling. Pete Carroll, Geno.
He puts together a team, man.
Time to start flexing, guys.
Yeah.
You checking that Cowboys, Mike?
Yes. Both sides of the Seattle legendary team have had horrible falls from grace. Russell Wilson is out there, has completely melted his career.
So he's quarterback number three.
Correct.
Now.
Pete Carroll has come out there and just done zero with Las Vegas, which, to be fair, it's still the Raiders.
I was going to say.
It's still, he has to wear that.
Christ has to rise again and coach the Raiders, I think, for the chance of it.
And I want
to
see if we got
to. And even Jesus would cuss, like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Thou shalt run the ball!
I was going to say, thou shalt run the ball. I think you can't start flexing for another week or two.
I know, they always wait. I know.
There's some weird rule, but they would have flexed that nine, or the Rams and Seahawks.
Post-Thanksgiving, I believe, is when they started going to flex. All right, bitches, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to get those tickets for Unwrapped, the holiday thing we got going on Friday night, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena.
That's how you get pregnant.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tickets as low as $55. We'll talk to you again before the holidays.
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.